Ayo.
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 Fake the energy.
Of course. Well, as always, fake the energy until it becomes genuine. So no matter how tired you are, just act like you have energy, and eventually it'll rub off on other people, and then the same thing will happen to you.
Yes, sir. How are you feeling?
How you doing, bro? Oh. You go first.
Okay, I'll start off. I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm a bit tired. I went out last night, but other than that, I feel fine. I'm getting back to my senses, let's put it that way.
How long did you stay out?
I don't really know. I can't remember. I didn't really look at the time, to be honest. I was just, it was good night, just having fun.
Let me I have one question. Yeah. Let me ask you this one question, yes. Okay? Because before you went out, like, I was with the group that you went out with. Like, we were all together at a certain point in the evening, and then I called it for the night. But you guys went out. And before, when you were, like, discussing going out and all that and how you were going to do it, you guys set a rule for each other.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
And that rule was that you would only drink beer, no hard alcohol. Now, let me ask you the question. Did you end up drinking anything other than beer?
Yes, we did, because
did you drink any beer?
No. I was gonna stick to it because I wanted to go out, I wanted to party, but I didn't want to really drink that much because I just wanted to be fit for today.
Yes. That was the plan, at least.
That was a plan, and the problem was I didn't have any beer at home, and then where I went to have, like, pre-drinks, they only had hard, like vodka, pretty much.
Oh, you went to, like, a pre-party, right, before the club?
Or drink that.
Okay.
So I said, okay, I'll have a bit of that, but, and then in the club, I don't know. I was like, I was still struggling mentally when I started drinking. I was like, I turned to our mutual friend. I was like, I would have stuck to it. I was like, if we had beer, I would only be drinking beer. But, like, he's like, I came in and he was already drinking. He wasn't drinking beer. Like, he was, like, I thought we're only doing beer. It's like, we don't have beer. What are you going to do? And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it wasn't too bad. I still feel right today. I let myself sleep quite long. Or to be fair, I came home late, so I had to sleep. I don't feel too bad today.
All right, well, that's nice.
Let's get to you. How do you feel?
Well, thanks for asking. I mean, like last night, we went to a bar. Like, we were hanging out together yesterday afternoon, and then we went to a bar, and I wasn't feeling too well. So I decided to call it for the night. I went home. And by the way, once we left, like, I had crossed the street after we said goodbye to each other, and my plan was to take a bus.
Yeah.
There was a bus that was coming in like 8 minutes, and I was like, damn, I'm kind of hungry, and I was trying to figure out, like, what I'd make at home, and then I was like, I don't have much food at home, so I went to McDonald's. Bro, I get there, this place is so damn full. I was like, I'm not ready for this shit, like, it's so full. And they only had like two, like, at McDonald's that I've been going to, you don't order anymore at the cashier. You order at these, like, big computer screens, like, electronically, right? So I get there, and they had four in total, but two were broken. So there were only two available. And the lines, these people were taking so long to order their stuff.
Yeah,
eventually,
for sure.
I see that one of the boys that was broken, like, seemed to be working again. Like, it was showing a menu. I was like, oh, all right, like, thanks. And so I go there, and I give up my spot for the two that were working.
No.
And I go to this thing, and I'm like making my menu. You know, I got some, like, chicken nuggets. I got a smoothie. You know, I had some curly fries. I was like ready. And then I go to pay, and yet it's not working. I was like, oh, man. No. And then I go to get back in the line, and, like, it had already moved. Like, someone else had taken the place. I call this employee. I'm like, I'm not about to go through this line again. I call this employee. I'm like, hey, the machine's not working. And this guy, like, he wasn't the smartest. He was like, Yeah, just stand in line for the other. I was like, that's not what I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you it's broken for you to fix it, not for you to tell me to go stand in the other lines. And then I left. So in the end, I didn't eat McDonald's, which was actually a really good thing. And I went home and I had like made some food at home. And yeah, I just watched some Netflix, fell asleep at like 12. And I woke up at 11, bro. I slept so long. It was not the plan, though. I'm gonna like sleep out a little bit, but I don't need to set an alarm. I slept till 11.
Yeah, well, that's just your body telling you maybe you just needed a bit of rest. And to be fair, because you went to bed reasonably early, 11 is not too bad. It's not horrible.
For me, like, it is. It's about 6 hours later than I normally wake up, Connor.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But I always think 11, if you wake up, like, 10 is, like, normally 11. 10 is where I'm, like, that's the latest I'd normally want to wake up, except if I go to sleep quite late. And then it's, like, if it's 11, okay. I think I've had days where, like, even when you go out on a night out, obviously I want to sleep enough, so I'm going to wake up later. But when you see, like, a 12 or, like, it's, like, already afternoon, and then you're like, oh shit, I have like none of the day left and you missed so much already. But
bro, that's one of the main reasons why I don't like to go clubbing, is because the next day is pretty much wasted.
You wake up
in the afternoon, you're like hungover, you're not gonna be productive, you're not gonna do anything, and then you have to go to sleep again and you're not that tired because you woke up so late, and then you have university on Monday and it's just like, oh, it's not fun. Plus, no, I love Sundays. I don't know if I'm the only one, but Sunday is probably the best day of the week, to be honest with you, for me.
I always think Sundays, I used to love, like, Sundays now, and at university or here, like, living by myself, aren't that special, but I used to love Sundays more when I was, like, still at home with my family, because Sundays is, like, the day where everyone's probably, like, very likely to be at home. You have, like, a nice breakfast, that's how it used to be for us, like, a nice Sunday breakfast. Facts. Everyone sits together and stuff. I think Sundays were really, really nice, yeah.
And what's different to your Sundays now that you don't like it? Because I had those same Sundays earlier as well, but I still love Sundays. So what changed for you so much?
Not that I dislike it. It's just not as special anymore. It used to be more of a special thing with a family. Now, because I'm by myself, or I am with my brother, but like, it's not like, you don't make this thing out of like Sunday brunch. You don't have this like, the stove. That's like, maybe actually talk about it now. I think about it. Maybe I should go back to that. I just make like a Sunday brunch just with myself, or with like, or we could do one or whatever.
Well, I'll join you for sure. We'll brunch the hell.
make something nice out of Sunday again.
Yeah, for real. Actually, I was like, when I woke up and I was like getting ready and everything, and at a certain point I got hungry and I was like, I saw this like photo of somebody eating German food on social media, and I was like, damn, because we had plans originally to go to a German restaurant last night, and I was like, damn, today for lunch I could definitely do that. So we could like next Sunday or something go out for lunch and we get like German food.
Awesome. I can't remember.
Yeah, after Oktoberfest.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. So we got a plan.
Yeah, we got a plan.
All right. No, but bro, I mean, but Oktoberfest.
It's crazy. I mean, we're recording on the Sunday, the second day of Oktoberfest. Yesterday was started. For anyone who doesn't know, it's this big. There's not a specific reason. It's just in Germany, call it a Volksfest. It's just like where an area does a big like festival, kind of, but not festival, music.
It's a social activity that takes place that's like organized by the state of Bayern or the city of Munich. I don't know which one, to basically provide something social for their citizens. Right? It's like when you have people celebrate. Exactly. It's like when you have a food market or there's like a carnival or something like that. This is what the festival's like.
You have them all over Germany for like small towns have their own little fest. Oktoberfest is like the most, like the biggest, the most known, also past Germany and internationally. And yeah, it started, so city is crazy packed, the trains are packed. You can see that like the trains that go to and from the Oktoberfest where it's taking place, is you have like these guys that stand in front of the trains to make sure that they don't get overpacked, like with like their yellow vests and stuff, just to make sure people don't, like, it's crazy. The train, like, trains are packed. Even yesterday when we went out in our Lederhosen.
Yeah.
And everyone else was in their Lederhosen. That's like the only time where it's acceptable to go to a club in your shorts. Like, or they're not shorts, but like in short trousers.
Yeah. Did they play like German, like Oktoberfest music?
Not that much, actually.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. And but it's quite funny. I was actually standing in the club and I was thinking about it. I looked around, everyone was wearing their Lederhosen. It's like, oh, this is actually quite cool because now I've got shorts on, I'm not getting that hot. Like, it's not that warm. I'm like, I could last a bit longer before I'm getting too warm.
I feel that. I mean, shit, now I kind of like, I find it unfortunate that I wasn't feeling up to going out with you guys last night, because now I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of regret not joining you.
No, we'll make a nice day next Saturday. We'll go to the Oktoberfest and then we can tell everyone about it. Because it's going to be I don't know if you've been before, it's going to be my first time going to the Oktoberfest.
It'll be my first proper time, like, going. Okay. So, okay, here's the thing about Oktoberfest, because we also have, like, a lot of people that are not from Germany that listen to this podcast. So let's kind of give a little bit of context to the whole festival. So
let's do that.
Basically, the last 2 years, so this festival happens every year, first of all, in Munich. It's like, you get people from China coming and, like, you know, these, like, the outfits that you wear to attend this festival, you could pay up to, like, a few thousand euros for it. Like, you can easily spend a lot. And the beers all come in, like, 1 liter cups, right? So it's not like a small beer, it's a big beer, and people go there to just drink beer and eat food and sing to
If anyone German wants songs. To see something really impressive, Google a video of, like, Oktoberfest waiters and just see how many of these beer, like, they're all glasses, 1 liter glasses, and they carry like 14 of them or something at once.
Just like, that's 14 liters. Yeah,
they stack them on top of each other and, like, carry them through this, like, tent. It's impressive. And it's not just men, like, women, where you think, like, oh, do they have, like, the strength? They just carry all these. It's crazy. If you want to see something really impressive and show up all these guys on the gym and stuff, I would love to go to the gym and be like, point at the biggest guy and be like, can you do that? I don't think so. it's crazy impressive. But carry on. I just wanted to
I'll tell that. You, if you're really lucky, you see one of them drop it. Because, bro, because it happens sometimes. They'll drop it, right? And, man, it's like such a huge mess then. And the last 2 years, because of Corona, the Oktoberfest didn't take place. Or officially didn't take place. Of course, people still dressed up and they'd go to the restaurants that were open or have, like, private parties. But officially, they did not take place the last 2 years. So this year especially, I can imagine it's really full, really difficult to get a place. Luckily, I have a friend that's been able to reserve a table in the tents. Like, you can also walk outside, but you want to be in the tents. And otherwise, we're going to do it like, let's say, in quotation marks, normal people do it, which is this upcoming Saturday, we're going to go. We're going to stand in line at like 6:30 outside of the gates.
Yeah.
And once they open the gate, we're going to sprint alongside all the other hundreds of people that also came to try and get a table in the tents. Mm. People are like sprinting, not even like speed walking or trying to like act like, you know, they're like not really rushing. Like, people are sprinting to these tents to get a place.
I'm counting on you, Mark.
Your knee is messed up, right? I have to be the one to go ahead.
Yeah.
Man. I'm gonna be like fighting off anybody who tries to get in here to table. I'm like, I got friends coming, don't.
Yeah,
and here's the thing. They open the gate. You have to get there like 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and then they open the gates at 8.
Mm.
But beer is only served at noon. So you wait a solid 4 hours until you can start to order beer. And I mean, of course, like, you can like get breakfast and stuff as well. Like, you can get like a traditional German breakfast and eat food there, but you gotta wait like 4 hours until you can start the partying.
Yeah, for sure.
So there is like a fair share of dedication that goes into attending this festival, but it's a great time.
No, I'm super excited for it. I just see all the videos and I see how crazy everyone is about this, and it's just an attraction. And I think like everyone I talk to who's been before, they say like especially if you're in Munich, you have to experience it once, at least once. And like now that I'm here, I think I'd be stupid to not go at least once.
Yeah, definitely. Bro, here's the thing, like it's so deeply rooted in the culture of like Munich residents that bro, I have a professor, he extra pushed our presentation due date for before the Oktoberfest so that we could enjoy the Oktoberfest without having to worry about his class. Like that's pretty funny.
They told me at my office, like apparently I'm really excited, like I want to see if it's actually the case. Apparently what? Like people at work, they come in like you mentioned these traditional clothing. Women have these like specific dresses called dirndl, and men wear their lederhosen. Apparently people come in these clothes to work, and they work in them close. And then afterwards they go to the Oktoberfest.
Bro, at my university as well, we have this next Thursday is actually like people, I think it's sometime this week, people, there's a day at the university where you get like one of those like Oktoberfest cookies, like the hearts. Mm. You could get one if you come to university wearing your lederhose or your dirndl.
Really?
It's a real thing. Like I didn't do it last year, but I might do it this year. I want to like, you know, engage in everything.
For sure.
I think it will be fun. The problem is, but you got to walk around in shorts and it's like 10 degrees outside and raining all the time.
That's not ideal. Very nice. You got to get them thick socks.
Yeah, true. I don't got those. those clothes are expensive, low key.
Yeah, no, for sure. If you want quality, like they can really like get expensive. I mean, it's the same with anything. Like also you pay for quality, but definitely it's not a cheap product to own. If you want to have something that is of certain quality and will last you, obviously you can buy like a plastic thingy or something, but I think you should have like a certain level of outfit. I mean, I still went for the cheapest option I could find, but I still went to a shop that had like proper clothing, but I didn't go for expensive options because I was like, okay, I don't really know what I'm going for here. I don't have the money to go for really expensive. So give me a quality pair, but not too expensive.
I'm very, very excited. I think it will have a great time there. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, so far it's been a good experience. I mean, just even we went shopping on a Saturday. Obviously, my stupid ass. I know Oktoberfest is in October, obviously. When do I decide to buy a lederhose? Midday on the first day of the festival. I just say, I need a lederhose. Obviously it's going to be packed. I mean, no one was actually buying lederhosen that much because most people, except for my dumbass, probably already has one. The shirts, like the little accessories, a lot of the stuff, and like there are like missing or whatever. But still, it was just so jam packed, and I was like, we were very efficient about it. We was like, oh, I think this is my size. We checked for a few trousers. That one looks all right. Price seems all right. Tried it on and fit. It was like, great job done. Let's walk out of here.
For real. We were like talking about this, like, yo, we were so efficient. Like, it doesn't get more efficient than how we did it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get there. There was one thing that you wanted to buy.
For sure.
We had set a budget. We had figured out your price by your size. I mean, by kind of like checking your waist and like, you know. And then the first one we choose, it fits. It's even on discount, and buy it, and we're out of there.
All right, let's change the topic.
Yes, let's do it. What do you want to talk about? You got anything?
No, I'm nothing specific. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out my day today. The struggle, what we mentioned before, being productive after a night out, is going to be difficult, but I have to. I said I was going to.
Of course.
So that's my plan for today. What about you?
Today, well, I did some work, you know, and cooked some food. Now I'm working on a podcast. Later, I'm going to go to the movies, actually.
Very nice.
We'll see. Do you want to join?
What are you watching?
We're watching a ticket to vacation. It's like with George Clooney, and they go to this like island, to like Bali, for their daughter's birthday, and he's like with his ex-wife.
Okay, I mean, I'm sure it sounds good. I asked you the question, and I realized after I asked the question, why did I ask the question? As like, as if it, when you said the name, as if I knew. Like, I don't know what's in the cinemas. I like, I have no clue. You could have said anything. I believe you that it's in the cinemas.
Now we're going at like 6 p.m. So it's at like Schlegelmeierplatz.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let me think about that. Yeah, but maybe
let's just casually make plans on the podcast every time.
Yeah. Hi guys, sorry.
We're just in our look, because here's the thing, bro. That's how we record the podcast. Is we're just like two friends, basically talking with one another, and we record it. We don't really, I mean, yes, when we tell stories, we do try and give context to people that we imagine are listening. But most of the time, we're just like talking between each other. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, so much can come out of the conversation. I think. I think we've talked about this as well. I always hope for everyone that they have like either family or also friends or whatever people they can just talk about and have conversations. And the conversations can go all kinds of routes. You can have a conversation where you literally sit there for 2 hours and just talk about bullshit, because sometimes you're just not in the right state of mind to be talking about the political climate at the moment and the economic crisis that's going on, whatever. You just have to talk a bit of like nonsense and just have a good time. And then sometimes you have conversations that go really deep and you talk about like proper issues, you talk about mindset, you talk about any like something that is more like of value, maybe a bit more intellectual. Yeah. But I always hope, like, I always find it nice if you have people you can talk to, and it can go in all of, like, the different directions.
But there are some people you can, like, talk about with certain things about some people, or you can talk about certain things with some people, but there are other things where, like, you just, like, you cannot talk with other people. Like, that's why I love hanging out with older people so much, because you talk about, like, such mature topics, and then when I hang out with my younger friends, they're all, like, talking bullshit, and I'm like, man, like, can we talk about the political state of the world right now? Did you get it? I recited the whole thing from Jane Smith, that meme.
Yeah. That is hilarious when he said that. The thing is, I kind of get what he meant at the beginning. And when I first saw that, I was like, fair enough. I get that sometimes you go somewhere and you just want to, you don't want to party and like think about that. You want to talk about something like more intellectual. Fair enough. But then when you went like, like trying to make
the political state of the world right now, like that's when he ruined it. Everything you said before was immediately discredited.
exactly that happened. I was like, just what you said, you ruined it. Like you had a good point and then you ruined it. It's like he was trying to sound so mature, and I was like, you just sounded so immature while doing it.
Unlucky.
It's funny that you made that comment, because when I was saying what I was saying, I remembered what he said, and I was like, I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying like it can go all kinds of directions. I just find it important that like, or nice if you can go in all these directions, talk about bullshit stuff and talk about proper issues.
I was thinking so hard of how I could like subtly like recite his entire thing that he's in the interview. I was like, okay, how can I include this in the conversation? I did it so well, and you only realized like by the end of it when
that whole family is just created so many memes in the last few years. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just the situation between Will and his wife is crazy to me.
Was it, but all the memes that
The word
entanglement, she said. But I mean, all the memes that have come out of whatever is going on within their family have been like quite enjoyable to watch, but those are tricky situations they've got there.
Must be tough to be that much in the spotlight. I reckon it was like,
I mean
they somewhat chose it, obviously. They could, I mean, you heard like for example, Keanu Reeves is like this prime example of like I think I saw something online about him having like, there's a party for him, something, I don't know exactly why, but the party was kind of meant for him. And he was standing outside and not let in. And he wasn't telling anyone, oh, I'm Keanu Reeves or whatever. He was just waiting to let in. I find that so, like, crazy to see, like, the polar opposite. This guy's, like, he's famous. His movies are, so many people know them. Like, just the Wick movies alone. Like, I don't know how much.
There have also been, like, multiple cases with his movies where he's, like, taken a lesser pay in order to, like, redistribute his income to people that he felt were undervalued within the production and so on. So that's a stand-up man right there, you know?
No, for sure. I think, and it just shows that, like, yes, on the one hand, it is difficult to be in the public eye, and there's a lot to it, but you can see on his example, there are different ways how you can handle it, and how you can be less in the media, less in front of cameras. Like, I think there's also a lot to it where you, like, people choose to be that much in the spotlight.
Public eye.
Yeah. And I was like, there probably are different ways to handle it.
But that's why it's so interesting as well to see, like, celebrities also traveling with public transportation. You know, when you see, like, a celebrity in the metro, right? That's why it's such a peculiar sight, because you wouldn't think that they would also be doing normal day-to-day lives, or they would behave like a normal day-to-day person.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because they are seen in movies, right? It's a profession like any other. Just if they're good at their profession, a lot of more people see it and they see their face, so...
It's tough. I don't know if I could be famous if I wanted to. Like,
I don't know. I think I could. I remember as a kid, like, I'd follow Michael Jackson a lot, and this was also at the time when, like, Justin Bieber with, like, Never Say Never and everything was popping off, and I was like, damn, like, I was looking forward to the day where I would become famous.
You're like standing in the mirror and doing your moves and stuff.
Bro, literally, bro, I got into, like, dancing, and then, like, I can't sing, but I would, like, learn the rap lyrics, like Eminem, and then, like, stand in the mirror and pretend that I was the one that made the song and was rapping to, like, my imaginary audience. Like, and I'm gonna be honest, bro, I still do that, bro. I'll turn up at home, bro, and I'll be rapping these songs, like, word to word, bro, in the car. Late night drives, windows down, alone through the city driving, you bump your favorite song and you turn up. I'm telling you, there's no nicer moment than that. It's so cool. Sure.
No, for sure. I mean, music is a cool thing. It's just to, like, let out energy.
I literally have a tattoo about it.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
What I just described, literally I have a tattoo about it.
Yeah, true. Exactly. I think, imagine a world without music.
Nah, man, that'd be a boring world, I think.
I just thought, like, I wouldn't even get to, like, literally every time, like, I leave the house or, like, I go somewhere and I'm by myself, headphones in, music. I feel weird going on a train to go wherever, to meet someone, to go to work, without having my AirPods in and listening to music. I feel weird without them. It's maybe you could say I have an issue at this point. Like I feel like something's missing, but
there are alternatives. Like, you can listen to a podcast, or you can read a book, or, you know, you can also just not do anything. True, but true. I will also, like, very often, especially when I'm walking, I'll listen to music for sure. If I'm, like, sitting in the train, maybe I'll read or something, but if I'm walking, I'm listening to music. In the gym, I listen to music. When I get ready in the morning, I listen to music. When I study, sometimes I'm listening to music. Like, it's all day, bro. Multiple times I'll have to, like, take out my AirPods because the battery's completely run out.
Yeah, no, same. And also, music has led to quite funny times in my building. So to do my washing, you have to go into the set, like, into the basement of the house. You have, like, a shared washing area, and I would obviously do it with, like, put my headphones in, listen to music while doing it. And then always when I go down, a lot of times, especially I do them late at night, my washing a lot of times. So I put in my headphones and I'm like kind of in my own zone. Maybe I'm dancing a bit in the lift or something, just to my music. And I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just like with the music, I'm zoned out a bit.
Mm.
And then the door is open and suddenly someone's in the cellar, like coming out. And I jump all the time. Like I've jumped like 3 times already to like people standing there waiting because I don't expect them at that time of day. And I'm like zoned out with the music and suddenly they just stand there. I just jump. It's like, oh. And then I really ashamed. I was like, oh, did I just get scared?
I'll tell you, I think is one of the most awkward moments to ever exist for every person that's living is when they're in an elevator and they're taking a selfie in the mirror of the elevator and then the doors open and someone walks in on them taking the selfie.
I
don't think there's any more awkward situation than that one right there.
No,
honestly. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but I think it's probably like, damn, like I got caught. Like,
no, but something elevators are
secretly.
I think elevators are actually, if you think about it, such a big topic. Just even the scenario of like you stand in an elevator and you stand there with other people, like random people you don't know, and this awkwardness, how people interact in an elevator is so. Like so cool, like just to see the different interactions. You have like the ones that maybe talk or they try to have like a little conversation, then you have the ones that just both like just stare at the floor, for example, and just kind of like pretend you're both not there, and it's really awkward. Like you have so many different ways of interactions in an elevator. If you think about it, there's so much to it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's weird, but sometimes I'll even like stand in a way so that it'd be a lot more difficult for them to attack me from behind if they were to do so. Oh. Like, if the person's at the back of the elevator, I will not stand at the front with my back to the person. I will stand to the like front on the side with like my with like the side of my body facing them.
No, 100%.
I don't know why. It's a weird thing. I get very paranoid in the elevator. Someone will attack me.
It's not about attacking necessarily directly, but I never stand like when the elevator is full and I come to the front of the doors.
Yeah.
I never stand in there with my back towards the people and my face towards the doors because I would feel uncomfortable having that many people behind my back and not knowing what's happening.
That's exactly.
For
real. Bro, I'll tell you what as well. Last thing before we end the podcast.
Yes, sir.
When I'm in an elevator and the doors open and there's somebody outside of the doors waiting to also enter the elevator. Mm-hmm. If this person tries to enter the elevator without letting me out first, it's on site, bro. I'm squaring up with this person. I will fight you if you don't let me get out of the elevator before you walk in. I'm not joking. Multiple times, I'll like shoulder the people like full on, like fuck out my face. Like,
yeah, but it's the same with
gets me so triggered.
Also, make space.
It's just manners.
People literally don't make space. I just walk straight ahead, and if you're in my way, you're in my way. Like
for real.
It's
just well manners. I mean, come on. Let me out first. Always let the person that's leaving a room out before you enter it.
Yeah, 100%.
Just manners.
100%. Yeah.
All right, had to get off my chest. All right, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Know What I'm Saying. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. Give us 5-star ratings, share with your friends. We thank you for listening, and we come out with an episode every Wednesday, so we'll see you next week.
See you next week.